unrelenting expeditions to primordial matter, create sound barriers, and explode. Unexpected eruptions blast old forms into new. Space inverts.
And miserableism tendency to thought that leads towards human misery. Can the sea actually function usefully in that regard? And if so, how?
So the sea is obviously
going to be by once below, now stream. Provide the perfect platform for her interstellar exploration.
Somewhat like the city of Atlantis, which will provide furniture for the whales and theme parks for the fish.
What does that whale really mean?
Okay, that is correct.
A greater utopia of the sea is due because of this rising of it. There will be more space for your charmers in the sea to survive and to thrive, thinking especially of the icy waters, which will become like crushed drinks for the large mammals to consume.
Well, the mammals that are kind of floating around on the leftover yachts and cruise ship, and I think the polar bears are going to take direct control of the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, then they are also going to change the cuisine considerably as sea life has to deal with fur.
Humans, elephants, monkeys, baboons.
Now, the moon's going to do pretty good out of this deal, though.
Moon.
Yeah, because it's going to have, moon likes to pull on the water, and it's going to have all that water
so
filling.
Much more water to pull on.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
it. It's going to be rich.
And all the caves that go
on the bed of the ocean. Interstellar, interspecies, state of transformation.
Okay, we got that covered.
No, yeah. We haven't discussed the Black Knight.
Quantum chaos.
Like volcanic Pompeii's, you know, they are going to occur on terrestrial domain. As the water rises, we shall see this covering Kansas, and the Yellow Brick Road will become submerged at last.
Sure won't be the first time. There's fossils all over Kansas.
In fact, it needs to be pointed out that this universal death, destruction of Earth, Black Knight, return to ancient chaos, is not a one-time deal. It's part of a cycle.
Debris stirred by whales provide the perfect platform for interstellar exploration.
Yeah, it could be Friday, maybe latest Friday. Friday.
Now, again, on that ancient darkness, once again, the moon's one up on it.
Yeah,
because half of it's dark all the time. Except for a guy that went out there with his flashlight. But
he got lost. He didn't come. He never came back, so we only know.
He might have fell off Quebec's house.
All we know is it's still dark over there, even though some guy's got a flashlight.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah, that's right. We're not.
The whales really know for sure.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, that's because they don't know the side of the island.
But I'm thinking the shovel knows the carpet. She's going to rise as the next star of the ocean. If it has anything to do with scooping debris.
Guitar fish rise up and set a limit on the expansion of time.
Speaking of debris, there's going to be a lot of floating bottles, cans, and nips.
That is going to be the next landmass, is floating rubbish.
Quantum chaos.
Oceans are rising due to global warming and the impending conflict between land animals and aquatic modes of existence. Land and aquatic modes of existence. Do you see opportunity or choice for surrealism? Do you think it is high time that surrealism abandoned land once and for all?
Oh, not at all. I think that when the giraffes and the elephants and the baboons finally make it to the Himalayas, that surrealism is going to be a full example of land animals being displaced into areas that they normally would not be found, and that the once again sea monsters is going to be greatly profound as they are able to consume
humans.
hamburgers.
And all the other stuff from the gallery of the cruise ships.
Yeah, but that's still sidestepping the issue because the Himalayas aren't liquid yet. So that, even
but
if
the great,
animals get to
the exodus to higher ground will occur, and that will create situations where polar bears may develop tentacles, and giraffes in their long legs may make it of the palm.
Matter of fact, if a giraffe had long enough legs and a long enough neck, it would have nothing to worry about in this new situation.
If it perhaps had long, he would be halfway to the moon.
If you had a giraffe with long enough neck and legs, you wouldn't even need the
I think there's going to be a space elevator.
Yeah, that's entirely likely. Oh yeah, no, this thing, they're not doing it for the actual officer.
Of course, you know, the one guy that really probably got it right of this recent news is that the Emperor of Japan said he had enough.
That's right, I'm not sorry about that.
So,
he
read the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, he's quit.
Japan's pretty close to the ocean.
Yes, it is. Actually, it's right in the middle of it.
Doggone.
No, it's not. It says well,
it's
side.
Over to one side. It moved down the way when that trench came
through.
Remember that big construction project that went down to the Pacific and made that big ditch? That's moved it.
That's moved it over there, yeah.
But I think the Japanese are going to want water, and that they will figure out a way to survive. Because they always have figured out
there
a way to
Japanese
survive.
There were Japanese-owned Pike's Peak over there.
Is that right?
Check it out.
Very well. Okay, yeah. Okay.
They probably will have cut Japan free by then. And whether it's they probably will have some kind of like major bubbles that they can
That's where all the floating sneakers.
So Japan will be a major contender, you know.
The only thing I can tell you is that they're on my t-shirt right now.
I know. Fire ants tend to crop up everywhere. It's very difficult to, they're definitely
agile.
They're small, agile.
Persistent.
In great numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, back to the question at hand. I would personally say that it is not time yet for surrealism to abandon land. I say that because I don't like getting wet that much.
Yeah, I've never been that fond of water myself. I guess I might have to get over this fire thing and air thing that I like.
We might have to learn how to swim.
That's right.
Well, I know that many ships will sink, and it will be a possibility that the ocean floor will have a lot of cutlery. Down there.
It's solid iron down
there.
Very
useful.
The oil wells are going to be they're going to become
which they're pretty good at doing already.
I'm not sure about Washington apples. Perhaps they will float.
The cherries.
No cherries float.
Most of the fruit will be floating.
Well,
that idea of having the sea creatures begin to feast on what's from the land.
The fruits of the sea will become Russians, Italians, Americans, Mexicans. There probably will not be a whole lot of difference other than in the flavors, but the colors of the food of the sea will be amazingly diverse.
Listen, let me interject a question here, a little off topic, but it's referential. We were talking about this the other day. Anybody in this room besides me have a clear recollection of going underwater, not in a swimming pool? I'm thinking of that time we went down to the coast and me and Wally rode out there and we were diving down about probably not getting no more than 10 or 12 feet, but the moment you got underwater, Man, you were in a live Eve-Tongi painting. It was another world, completely another world. The ground down there didn't look like the earth. What you could see looking sidewise did not look like air. Did not, and the stuff that you would see floating and passing by, really another planet. But I was just wondering, do y'all have any recollections of, like, say, just diving down with a mask on the, yes, or in a lake or something like that? Lakes are
in the ocean.
Yeah, in the ocean. Lakes are sometimes so muddy you can't really see much. But
coral, octopi, whales, and moths. And it will never be on a Thursday.
Coral. Really beautiful coral.
Madrepores.
And imaginary solutions once thought impossible.
Sometimes it's sharp.
Uh-huh. And just the way that the, as terrestrials, we're so used to
having a certain sense of body motion.
And something at a distance, nevertheless, has a clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas under the water, at least when under the Gulf, visibility is not so far.
Everything is soft.
And there's a gradation, like, instead of, I mean, basically, if we walk outside, the sky's blue and everything, but it's basically transparent. All the way to the stars and all the way down to the ground, it's all transparent. But when you're under the water, it's darker and it's lighter. And right here, I mean, it's about a greenish color, and up there it's a kind of a almost limeish color. And down there, down there is on the ground, and it's a little bit more grayish. It's the actual atmosphere, which is liquid, is not the same, it's not transparent.
And so therefore, in order to see in the ocean, in order to be able to see, you would not be using your eyes.
Oh, your eyes would have to adapt.
Yeah.
Well, and the colors that modern photography brings to oceanic, that color will be something that will be tasted.
Well, and then the animals are certainly going to still be doing what
they're doing. That's just them affirming that.
Thanks, guys, for reminding us.
That was almost.
We just got to start imitating them a little bit more.
Now this gets back to
wanting to adapt.
What equipment would a deep sea surrealist exhibition
imaginary bring? Imaginary solutions once thought impossible appear.
Probably a keyboard on the belly.
You of course need sonophones, radar,
Madrepore,
sonar, Madrepore.
Candle holders.
You of course need sonophones, radar, sonar.
Would be morphing into having many hands, fins.
Color holders. And also sonar.
What can we learn? What is it that makes the utopia of undersea life superior to ours?
Water represents spirit.
Phosphorescent floor tiles sparkle.
Water, as a fact in the world, starts to change.
The operation of super randomality, self-guiding, intelligent randomness.
New landmasses lit by beacons of light.
One thing we could learn from sea life is not to overthink it.
Space inverts, species morph.
Again, on that ancient darkness, once again, the...
Just when you thought everything was resolved, the earth morphs.
Will be considered the artwork of the future generation.
Always waiting for metamorphosis. Always waiting for metamorphosis.
Submerged cities of the world.
Submerged.
Will be
always waiting for metamorphosis.
Submerged.
New landmasses lit by beacons of light.
Submerged.
That's gonna be
beautiful. Submerged.
Cities of the world.
Submerged.
Will be considered the artwork of the future generation of
various fishes.